Hey everybody, what's going on? Brandon here from What the Puck. I'm here to do your instant reaction to Game 2, Caps Penguins. Hope you guys are cool with me taking like the first 3 to 5 minutes off, not really participating in this instant reaction this time around, because that's pretty much what the Capitals did this game. Really, they woke up with 13 minutes left in the game. You can't win games when you're trying to not really shoot the puck on goal. I mean, first two periods, they had, what, six shots on goal, and like that was pretty much it. You don't win regular season games like that. You definitely don't win playoff games with just six shots on goal in the first two periods. I liked what I saw in the third. The Capitals finally woke up after that Marcus Johansson goal, and I thought that they finally were playing actual hockey, not like a pickup game in any way. This was the tale of two teams. That's what it was. Alan May put out a tweet early on in the game and said, you know, this was a Dale Hunter style of hockey. And I kind of agree with him there. That those first two periods, they were a lot of defense, not a lot of offense at all. The offense really did not wake up at all this game. You were really expecting way more from them, especially against the Penguins. This sucked. You know, this really did. This was a team. I don't even want to say it was just the Capitals either. You know, it was both teams. Both teams really did not come to play tonight. It's nice of the Penguins to get their two goals, I guess. I mean, they worked for it a little bit harder than the Caps did. But what can you really say about that? Braden Holtby looked amazing as always. This game could have easily been, 6-1, 7-1 if it wasn't for Braden Holtby. He definitely showed up tonight, as he does every single other game Braden Holtby is a part of. The offense just wasn't there tonight. It was bad. Besides Braden Holtby, I thought Taylor Chorney had a good game. He was in for Dmitry Orlov, who sat this one out. And I agree. Orlov should have been sitting a long time ago, I'm hoping that being up in the press box kind of helping him out and helping him figure out what he's got to do, because he'll probably be playing next game, because it looks like Brooks Orpik won't be playing next game, maybe next two games, who knows. He had a nasty hit in the first period, and I mean, he's a Capital and everything, but man, that was a bad hit. That was just, he targeted the head, he put his elbow out. Just bad decision making. He's a veteran. He ought to know better than to do something like that. And the NHL, they'll look at it. He got penalized for it. The Penguins were complaining it wasn't a 5-minute major. It probably should have been. He's probably going to sit for at least a game. I mean, I don't like to really agree with Mike Milbury very often, or any of the NBC analysts, but they were saying, hey, he's probably going to go for one game. If this was the regular season, he might be sitting for two or more. Brooks Orpik is no stranger to the player safety board. He's gotten in trouble before. He's not there all the time, but I mean, he's definitely got a history with that organization. So I can see Orpik. He's definitely going to be sitting a little time. He's definitely going to miss next game. If he doesn't, you know, good for the Caps. But man, what kind of message is the NHL sending to the rest of the league, to the fans, to the players coming in about what kind of organization they are if he doesn't sit after this? I mean, just bad. I mean, the Caps are kind of getting the reputation of being goons right now, which kind of sucks. You know, you do have Tom Wilson and Brooks Orpik, who are willing to sacrifice their bodies out there and willing to make those big hits, but I don't know if there's really a place for that in hockey anymore. I mean, everything's changed so much now that we know so much about concussions. Just bad decision making. Marcus Johansson, great goal. Really, really good stuff. I was really thinking, all right, this is it. They're finally going to turn this around after that Mojo goal. And they at least woke up a little bit, but they just couldn't find the back of the net. Plenty of close calls. Mike Richards, man, did he have a close call tonight. I really thought, of all the close calls, I thought that one was in the most. I mean, he's been hitting the net hard at the last couple games. So I hope he can finally get one in the back of the net, maybe next game or afterwards. But here's a loss. Coach Dan and I both said game 7 is what it's going to go down to, so I'm not really shocked. And to be perfectly honest, I love my Capitals more than anything you can imagine, but they didn't deserve to win tonight. They sucked. They did. This was a bad game, poorly played, poorly executed. They didn't want to play tonight. I don't understand why. It's the freaking Stanley Cup playoffs, but they didn't care. They didn't. Luckily for them, the Penguins played just as bad, but they got a couple lucky bounces. And former Cap Eric Fair, man, game-winning goal against us. That one stung. That one definitely stung Fairzy. I mean, you good player, good decision-making there. But, man, that one, of all the guys to get that goal, that just puts a dagger through your heart, man. All right. Well, I mean, I've been averaging like 6 minutes for these things, but I can't believe Eric Fair got the game-winning goal. I mean, that sucks. I thought the Caps were potentially going to make it go into overtime because those last 13 minutes were great. If they can take those last 13 minutes and then move it to the next game and play like that for the rest of the series, then there's nothing to worry about. Because those last 13 minutes, the Caps look great. I am a little worried about the Penguins goalie. You know, his Murray, he's very good. He reminds me of a young Braden Holtby. To be honest, there's a lot of similarities in between them. They don't get not scared, but they don't get nervous in net. They don't they're not freaked out by anything going on. They're big dudes. They're confident in the crease. They're not worried about what's going to happen to them. So I think in a couple of years, you know, Fleury might be out the door, and Murray might be the guy who's going to be in net for the Penguins, which is something the Capitals will have to worry about down the road. He's very good in goal. I'm not going to take anything away from that guy. He's Holtby a couple of years ago. Like, you remember when they brought in Tomas Vokoun, another pretty good goalie? But at that time, I was like, why are you bringing in Vokoun? Holtby is the guy. Go to Holtby. Bring him in. And they just kept him down in Hershey. And in the long run, I guess that helped because Holtby was able to keep his skills, everything set, and still learn while he was in Hershey for that extended period of time. The lockout screwed that up. But I think that's Murray this year. I mean, we saw what Holtby did coming in a couple seasons ago as a rookie up against Boston. I think we're seeing that with Murray right now. So we've been there before. We know what it's like to have a rookie goaltender come in, and we know what it's like to have him kind of show off. He's making some incredible saves. He really is. I mean, the Capitals really are throwing everything at him, and he's blocking the crap out of everything. That's going to be a puzzle. You guys got to watch the tape. You know, hopefully DJ Stretch is the one that's going to be showing the Caps what to look for with Murray and net, because, man, does he have some moves. I mean, we knew with Neuwirth that what you had to do was you had to get those bounces. You had to get those rebounds from him. That's how you were going to get it. And there was a lot of times the NBC analysts were saying that the Caps were being too cute, and I have said that they've been getting too cute as well this entire postseason, that they're holding onto the pucks too long. I agree with that. I think that the Capitals are definitely holding onto the puck too long. They're looking for those perfect passes. They're looking for those perfect goals, and they're not going to get them against Murray. He's going to be a guy that, again, you need somebody a la Mike Knuble and what he did against Tim Thomas a couple years ago against Boston. You got a park in front of the net. That's what you have Wilson there for. That's why you have a guy like Wilson Williams, those guys there. So they're parked in front of the net, and then they can get those goals in and you know, get those nice rebounds. Murray's going to be a tough egg to crack, guys. He's the real deal. He definitely is. But this is only game 2. we knew it was going to be like this. It's going to be back and forth this entire series. Wish it was different, but the Caps didn't come to play tonight. Just plain and simple. It could have been that 20-minute delay they had for that stupid draft lottery that they had on for over like almost a half hour with the crappy dramatic music. It was like, who wants to be a millionaire but for NHL owners? What was that about? I mean, come on. That was so dumb. Why were you doing that draft lottery? This is, I know you're on broadcast television, but you're not grabbing new viewers by doing a draft lottery like that. This isn't Minute to Win It or what's the chair show where they spin around. I don't get it. I completely agree with you. You know, they just had to shoot a little bit more. I'm right there with you. They definitely didn't take the shots they needed to against Murray. You know, I think the best thing to do against a guy like Murray is to shoot as much as you can. Just throw everything in the kitchen sink at that guy, because he's got talent and he's going to be able to get those high shots. You know, he's got a good glove hand. He's got good legs to work with, and you know, you pressure him, you know. I'm not saying you mess with him or you sit on his head like Kuzi did, but why not just you know, pressure the guy a little bit more? He definitely didn't get the work that he could have gotten tonight. You know, it not until the third period, 13 minutes left. So looking up to game four on Monday, I want the Capitals to focus on crashing the net as much as possible and actually showing up and skating a little bit harder and shooting the puck, doing what you got to do in the next game, because they didn't show up for the first two periods. They just didn't. It sucked. I was bored. Luckily, Coach Dan and Alexandria on Twitter were keeping me entertained, because that game was hard to watch. It was like preseason hockey almost. It did not feel like the Stanley Cup playoffs. Might have been the national broadcast network, because the Cavs have had bad luck on broadcast TV. But I mean, shooting the puck, that just seems simple. Doesn't it? Doesn't that seem like something like that's a given on what you should do? But we saw Williams, definitely. He had some shots where he could have just shot on net, but he looked for that pass behind him, you know, and that sucks. I really thought Schmidt had that goal there, and they're calling Kuznetsov on goalie interference. I understand waving off the goal. I don't understand giving him the penalty. That didn't make any sense. That call came a little late for my taste. I think Kuzi didn't have to sit for that, because it looked like he was tripped, looked like he was pushed, and it's not like he excuse me, it's not like he sat on the goalie Murray for minutes on end, so Murray couldn't get up. He slipped, he fell, he was trying to get back up. It shouldn't have been a penalty. No goal, sure, penalty, don't agree with that. We'll see what happens in the next couple days with Orpik. I think he sits. I really do. Just poor decision making. Very poor on Orpik's part. He's a veteran. He ought to know better than that. You don't target the head. You don't throw out your elbow like that. That's just dumb. Bad hit, man. Bad hit. And we might see Orlov back than we were originally planning to, now that Orpik's out. So we'll see. The Caps have played a very long time without Orpik this season, so it's not, I don't think that's really going to kill them. You know, it's not going to be too worrisome for the Capitals, because they played so many games without him already. Chorney, he's a good guy. I like what he's doing. Besides Braden Holtby, I think Taylor Chorney had the best game. But next game, Mike Richards, he's going to have a goal. I just feel it. That guy is trying so hard. Mike Richards is going to get a goal next game. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, guys, I think that's pretty much it for this instant reaction tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in to Facebook Live, facebook.com/WTP podcast. Thanks for checking us out there. We'll do our regular show later this week. Make sure you tune in. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of our Facebook Live broadcast. Remember, the next game is on Monday. I believe it's on NBC Sports at 8 o'clock. So thanks a lot, guys. Just wasn't the Caps night. They didn't want to be there, and they acted like it. So it's on to Pittsburgh. They're going to be the road team now. Let's see how they do there. Last series, it did pretty well against Flyers going to Philly. I mean, didn't really faze them that much. So hopefully they can be in Pittsburgh and get the job done. Get another win and you know, go up on the series. But right now it's tied 1-1. Let's say it loud, say it proud. Even if they were bad tonight, we're still going to say it loud and say it proud. Let's go, Caps.